On September 19th, 2023, a log cabin-style home in the small Johnson County community of Harmony went up in flames. That house had already been the site of another tragedy. 8 months earlier, William Vick, 53, was found dead there by his wife, Lorinda Vick, on January 17th. His death certificate classified his death as a homicide caused by mixed lorazepam, morphine, and tramadol toxicity, quote, through the illicit administration of non-prescribed medication by others. Less than a week later, on January 23rd, Lorinda Vick's mother, 72-year-old Martha McLean, was found unconscious and struggling to breathe in a separate home on the same property. Authorities said a handwritten note purporting to confess to the killing of William Vick was found, along with morphine and lorazepam. Martha McLean was given Narcan and taken to the hospital. McLean survived, but prosecuting attorney Jeff Phillips said she never regained consciousness. She was released on hospice status into the care of Lorinda Vick, a nurse. McLean died on February 4th, the day after Phillips said paperwork had been prepared to charge her and seek an arrest warrant in William Vick's death. In less than 3 weeks, Lorinda Vick's husband and mother were dead, and 8 months later, the house would be gone too. As investigators worked through the ruins of the house, what mattered most in court was not what they found, but what they didn't. Many of the possessions Lorinda Vick listed as destroyed in her State Farm insurance claim had allegedly been moved out of the home before the fire. Vick, who is also listed in some records as Lorinda Lee Howe, filed the claim on September 20th, one day after the house burned. Those missing items are what put Vick behind bars last week after a Johnson County jury convicted her Thursday of theft of property valued at more than $25,000 and sentenced her to 6 years in the Arkansas Department of Correction for defrauding State Farm. The case that finally made it to a jury may not have been the biggest question surrounding Lorinda Vick, but it was one prosecutors felt they could prove. The cause of the fire itself was not on trial. Before jurors ever heard the case, both sides agreed that there was not enough evidence to determine what caused it. The court kept out any allegations of arson or references to the cause of William Vick's death. That left one narrow question for the jury. Did Lorinda Vick take money from State Farm for property that was never actually lost in the fire? The jury decided last week that yes, she did. Prosecutors said Vick had already moved much of her belongings out of the house before the fire, with the help of people who would later become key witnesses against her. They were neighbors, friends, people paid to help, people who loaded boxes and furniture and household items into trailers before the house burned. Then, after the fire, Vick submitted a personal property claim to State Farm, listing over $82,000 in belongings she said had been destroyed. State Farm calculated the loss at a little more than $61,000 after depreciation and paid Vick in installments, according to court records. The payments went into her bank account in Arkansas between October 6th and November 11th of 2023. But when investigators began asking questions, the list of what was inside the home started to shrink. Witnesses told investigators the home was, quote, basically empty when the fire happened. Not completely empty, but close. A mattress and bedding, a mini fridge, some small belongings, but not the long list of belongings that Vick had claimed. State Farm later recalculated the loss, and investigators said Vick received $32,000 she was not entitled to receive. That number was at the center of the trial. After the verdict, Prosecutor Phillips said the state made a point to keep the trial focused on the charge in front of the jury. He praised the jury for staying with the evidence through 4 days of testimony. This was not a fast-moving trial built on a dramatic confession or a stunning piece of video. It was a trial about lists, a list of items claimed to State Farm, a list of payments, a list of people who helped move things out of the house before it burned, a list of things witnesses remembered carrying away. Phillips said jurors had to listen to detailed testimony about household property and itemized claims, the kind of evidence that can feel tedious until the pieces start locking together. Phillips said they were very attentive and engaged and commended the jury. The larger story, the one not captured in the lists, the one that started months before the house burned, is impossible for the community to ignore. Prosecutor Phillips said, as to other suspicions against her on matters of homicide, there's no statute of limitations on that. For William Vick's family, the conviction is something they had waited to see.
Well, I'm ecstatic, honestly. It's been a long time coming. It's been a rough road, but it is the start of justice.
It's a tiny, tiny bit to a bigger piece.
That's right.
Ted Vick, William's brother, said the moment still felt unreal, and he felt the state did do a good job prosecuting the case. Ted and Michelle still often talk about William, who they call Willie. Ted said William had been the quieter brother when they were young, but had become more outgoing later in life. He liked entertaining people. He had what Ted described as a cackling laugh that made everyone else laugh.
Willie had a big heart. He had a big personality.
Willie, he was always fun, always up for anything. He loved hiking, always up for adventure. Anybody that met him, you're not going to find a person that met him that didn't like him. We've had so many people reach out to us talking about how, you know, if they were having a bad day, all they could hear was his laugh. He would walk in and just make everything better.
That is the person that gets lost in the court filings. And the filings are many. Less than 3 weeks after William Vick died, his father, Teddy Vick Jr., sued Lorinda Vick over the Harmony property. He alleged a quitclaim deed had been forged. A Johnson County judge later agreed the deed was void and restored the party's prior ownership interests. Another lawsuit followed over the property after the fire. Teddy Vick Jr. alleged Lorinda Vick received insurance proceeds and timber proceeds tied to the land without paying him his share. The property was eventually sold at public auction, with Teddy Vick Jr. buying the 10-acre property for $50,000. And there's also the federal life insurance fight. Farmers New World Life Insurance filed a case asking a federal court to decide who should receive proceeds from policies on William Vick's life. Court filings describe more than $840,000 in disputed life insurance. William Vick's children have alleged that beneficiary changes were the product of fraud, forgery, or undue influence. Lorinda Vick has denied those allegations. But in an April 2024 federal filing, Farmers stated outright, Lorinda Vick is a suspect in the decedent's homicide. Lorinda Vick has repeatedly denied involvement in William Vick's death. But after Thursday's theft conviction, Ted and Michelle say they could at least sleep a little easier knowing she was in custody. Vick has no prior criminal history. Depending on parole eligibility and good time credit, Prosecutor Phillips said Vick could serve a fraction of the 6-year sentence if she meets the required conditions. Lorinda Vick worked as a travel nurse, according to court records and trial discussion. Nursing license information for the state of Arkansas under the name Lorinda Lee Howell shows she has an active registered nursing license with multi-state status and no disciplinary action. Lorinda Vick's defense attorney said after the trial that she will consider an appeal.